Power Our Nation. Your honored host, Wayne Elliott from Canada, with my dear friend and fitness expert, former football teammate, Gene Kay from Florida. Gene's a Canadian, but he winters in Florida, as I have always done. I got refused at the border in January, so I spent my first winter here in the north in 15 years. And we've been talking about many things, but we've been talking about fitness, and like to carry on with a little more of that. You know, Gene and I were just talking about former teammates who are no longer with us. Now, they're the same age as us. So, I mean, they're senior citizens, but they're, you know, 67 to 69 years old. And we had a small roster of 40 in those days, back in 1972. Roster of 40, but more than 20% of us are gone, and some have been gone 15 years now, and of course over the years since. And you know, it's not just because they played football. That's for sure. Some of these fellows got very, very overweight, were very inactive. You know, it's hard to believe, Gene, guys who play football could be basically physically lazy, you know, always looking for the close parking spot, never wanting to walk. And
well, you see it more often than not, even ex-NFL players, and that a lot of them go to seed once the season's over or once their career's over, because they spent so many years staying, keeping themselves in shape and working hard to stay in shape. And then a lot of them just say, well, the heck with it. I'm done and I'm not doing that anymore. And that's a prescription for death, really.
Well, it is. You know what else happened to me, and I know several other of our friends, and you know, a lot of us had pretty good appetites. I had a big appetite. I know you did. Joe did. A bunch of the guys.
So just,
you know, I do too. Yeah, but you know, working out, you figure you're burning it off. You need it, and you get away with it when you're working out as much as we did playing football.
Yep.
But I don't know what happened with you, but when I stopped playing, it seems that appetite didn't really subside. And, boy, I gained 30 or 40 pounds in all the wrong places, you know, in my 30s. And that's when my real health trouble started, too, with the heart and the arrhythmia and angina and so forth. So, you know, you're on your point about prevention. I've that famous expression, an ounce of prevention worth a pound of cure. There's really just no doubt about that. I'm with you, Gene. I hope to never see a hospital for myself again, ever. And not that I've been there much. I've always been afraid of them. But, you know, the best way is prevention. I mean, if you don't believe that, everyone has a friend who's had a heart attack. You might know somebody that's had a stroke. Boy, oh boy, they're tough roads back sometimes, and sometimes, of course, you can't get back to what you were. So if we can prevent this stuff, and it's not like it's torture to do so, Gene, as we were saying. We don't have to be heavy weightlifters or doing extremely strenuous cardio. It's just largely about keeping moving and keeping the muscles being used, as you said, even if a person's in a wheelchair. I mean, you could start with a canned good, couldn't you? Something that weighs a half a pound or a quarter pound. And
well, hey, Wayne, no one wakes up looking forward to exercising, or, you know, when it's time to do something, no one goes, oh, I can't wait to exercise, including myself. I go in there grudgingly most days. I have to drag myself in by my ear. And then when you're finished a session, whether it's 10 minutes, 20 minutes, or an hour, whatever, when you finish the system and you realize how great you feel, it takes you back to go, well, why the heck would I never want to do this? So when you go and exercise, you kind of almost got to have the mindset about how you're going to feel when it's done, not how you feel when you start.
No, that's right, Gene. And, you know, I'm one of the world's worst, and I've been grateful for our buddy Jim. He drives. He's got to get up really early, drive up here, and we get together at 7 a.m. three times a week, because if it wasn't for having a mate to work out with, I know I'd find excuses more days than not. And you know, I still work, as you know, and I'll tell you, had it not been for getting, I guess, a year and a half under my belt, riding the bicycle, walking, and then using the weights for usually three quarters of an hour. I have eight or nine machines we use. And if not for that, I'm not sure I could have done what I did in 2020. I did 200. I was on 200 radio shows. I still had my job and my responsibilities. But I'll say this. Here I am now, 67, almost 3 years into a regular workout schedule, pretty religious about it. You know, we don't miss many times. And I feel more capable mentally and am managing more mentally than I did before this started, that's for sure. So, you know, I'm really grateful that that he and I started this, because who knows what had happened. Once you get, you know, age isn't often kind to us, so, you know, I think I played Russian roulette long enough with some of my lifestyle choices and eating choices, and I've definitely binged on sweet, you know, cookies and chocolates and nuts more than a person should. And if not for the supplements, though, Gene, and the detoxing and so forth, I think even those green coffee bean extracts are fabulous. I take those because I, especially around holiday times, I do misbehave so much with what I eat. So, you know, you have to do enough good things is the point to overcome whatever negative things we might be doing. But if we don't keep moving, if we just sit on the couch, if we're a couch potato, you know, it's a fact, Gene, even our muscles atrophy, which means dry up and shrink. And you can see people that may be hunched over or really restricted movements. Well, that's not a great quality of life either.
Sorry to interrupt, but especially these lockdowns. I mean, lockdowns and fear have created an environment in which more people are ignoring a simple strategy that can protect their mental and physical health. I mean, the recent months have obviously contributed to expanding waistlines and levels of anxiety and stress. And, you know, science has proven and concluded that regular exercise of adequate intensity, and that's a couple operative words there, adequate intensity, could be a great tool in strengthening and preparing the immune system for this COVID-19 vaccine. Because during and after physical exercise, there's pro and anti-inflammatory, they're called cytokines, are released in your system. Not to mention, you know, the feeling of well-being that you get. Your circulation increases as well as cell recruitment. And it has an effect on the lower incidence and intensity of symptoms and the mortality in all viral infections observed in people of who practice regular exercise and do it properly and do it to avoid hurting themselves. All of those considerations.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And sometimes, Gene, you know, especially with former injuries like you and I have had, it could be from anything. People get into car accidents and so forth. To the extent that you can, it's, in my opinion, so important to fight through it a little bit. It doesn't mean it's always going to be comfortable, but as long as you aren't hurting yourself, there's still benefits. I think too many people... You know, it's kind of a slippery slope. You have an injury, you might be take those pain pills, which can lead to bad things. You're
no
immobile.
Happy ending there.
Yeah. And you're immobile, and then that kind of becomes a way of life because you've got a aggravating hip or a bad knee. And, you know, you see it all the time. Now, back in the fall, and I think it's from golfing because I took it up and had never had a lesson or anything. I was hurting myself out there, and for 4 months, I was in considerable pain in my right hip. I couldn't sleep on my right side. I didn't stop playing. I didn't stop exercising and working out. And I got very good ortho, whatever you call them, heavy duty massage. It was uncomfortable largely, but it was very helpful. And I thought to myself that this, when those kinds of things happen, there are a lot of people that'll say, well, that's it then. I'm not gonna quote, golfing anymore. I'm, you know, it's almost like, not to downplay it, but it's like an excuse to be far less mobile. And it's really an enemy, isn't it, to give in to that?
Well, without a doubt. And then along with when you do have some of those problems, you insert emotional eating. And, you know, especially during the pandemic, I mean, people are, you know, by and large, emotional eaters. A lot of them have done that and have changed their eating habits. And, you know, another strong point I've always made to people is you can't out-exercise a bad diet. As a matter of fact, a great physique is made as much in the kitchen as it is in the exercise room.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
it's not a game. It's not a lot, Wayne. You know, I think the minimum amount, like 12 minutes of exercise, had a massive positive effect on your system, both mentally and physically. And what I recommended to a lot of people over the years has been, you know, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to even, what should I do? How do I get started here? And I tell people, get yourself a liter and a half bottle of water. Because keeping yourself hydrated is equally important, and a glass of water can also keep you satiated from digging into another snack. I tell people, put on your running shoes. We've all got wireless headsets these days, and everybody's got a cell phone in their pocket. There's all kinds of good podcasts, positive podcasts, and music out there to listen to. Put your running shoes on. Put your headphones in. Grab your liter and a half bottle of water, make sure you drain that every day, and get out there and just start walking. That's the number one thing to start with. I don't care if it's a block. Start with a block and work to two blocks and work to a mile and whatever, but just start. That's the best advice I can give anyone, is get a pair of good running shoes and get out there on the street and start walking, and start walking every day.
Yeah, well, you know, our old mutual buddy Joe, that's exactly what we did, and no exaggeration, Gene, that he was in very, very poor health, as you know, and here I was thinking we're going to go for a half mile or a mile walk, and I'll always remember that first day we got, we didn't get 100 yards. There was a bit of a wind blowing, you know, was having trouble with his breathing, and we didn't get 100 yards. Now, you know, look downfield a year and a half later, from 400 pounds to 240, and had detoxed and taken some good supplements. We changed his diet. You know, he lived with me there for a couple of years. And not only could he walk, go for a two-mile walk, he was working full-time, climbing rail cars and everything. So it's amazing the comeback we can make as well. Now, he was 50 years old then, 49 or 50. You know, I suppose it stands to reason, just like fighting ailments and disease or bad health, the older you get, the tougher it is. You're not going to go back to how you were at 30 or 20, but it's just so important, isn't it? And I never speak really decisively unless I've experienced something myself, and I'm very confident in what I'm saying, but the difference it's made for me in this last almost 3 years, believe me, is enough that I'm not going to stop it, Gene. You know, there would be no downside to stop doing what I'm doing three times a week, and I'm now the weather's cleaning up here, so I'm going to do my best to walk every day on the beach and find the time, morning, afternoon, or evening. And you just can't beat it. It's I think people get they can get overwhelmed. I really don't think our friend Joe
overwhelmed by thinking. Wayne, they get overwhelmed by thinking that this has got to be a big, huge commitment. Like 10 minutes isn't enough. I can't look forward to doing something for an hour of exercise or 45 minutes. And again, what I tell those people is it's been proven that short bursts of exercise, whether it's 10 or 12 minutes, and a lot of the scientific reports that was striking was that the effects of a brief bout of exercise, what it can have on the circulating levels, the physical circulating levels of your body that govern such key bodily functions as, number one, insulin resistance, which, hey, type 2 diabetes, is, talk about pandemics and endemics. Type 2 diabetes is number one these days almost. But the short burst of exercise can have a dramatic effect on your insulin resistance, your vascular reactivity, inflammation. All of it contributes to longevity.
Absolutely. And, you know, it was kind of, first shocking that children were experiencing high blood pressure and some of these things, certainly overweight, but high blood pressure, hypertension. And when I first heard that, I thought, holy geez, what have we done now to cause this, you know, because I don't really recall any of that when we were young. But then you compare, in those days, Gene, there were no electronic toys or devices or Game Boys or anything like that. Our mothers were smart and shooed us outside to get out from under their feet and go outside and play, get some fresh air, and that's what we did. Today, you know, kids, they have so many of these high-tech electronic toys and so forth, and then you get a time like COVID where they can't have their friends over, or they can't gather, or they can't go to their cousins, all this kind of thing, and they're less mobile. But years ago, they proved that, and this was kids 8 to 12 years old that had high blood pressure, and so what they did was they did adjust their diet somewhat, but the big thing they did was get those kids outside for an hour. And they, you know, they monitor all this. They had play sets and swing sets and climbing bars and balls and so forth. And in almost no time, the children's blood pressure was reduced to normal again. On your point, it's now they can recover quicker than people our age or older people can, but it's just proof that the human body is an amazing machine, but there's only so far we can abuse it, right? You can't buy a half-ton truck if you plan on hauling 3-ton loads, Gene.
Well, anyway, regular physical activity is one of the very most important things that we can do for our health. And everyone can experience the health benefits of physical activity, regardless of age, abilities, ethnicity, shape, or size. None of that matters. Everyone can experience the health benefits of being more active. And, you know, the old saying, move it or lose it.
Yeah. I found one thing to do, and it's not our nature. I think we all probably look for the closest parking spot if we're going to a mall or something like that. And I started the habit in Florida, not by choice, because there were no spots close. You always had to go to the outer limits of the parking lot. And then I just started doing that automatically, Gene. So it doesn't sound like much, but the one store I'm thinking of, I'd end up with a walk of about 200 yards in each direction to and from the car. And that in itself can make a difference. I mean, you're not going to do it in a snowstorm. But if you just kind of have a conscience about those things, it's amazing the way we can increase our people that are in residences, in apartments, and
and your immune system, as I've said 100 times over my years, 1,000 times, exercise is the cure-all for nearly every ailment known to man and womankind, if you want to be politically correct these days. It's the cure-all for nearly every ailment. You know, in 1964, the U.S. Surgeon General released a major report. It was one of the first reports he ever released, and it was basically about the ill effects of smoking. That was a huge report the Surgeon General came out with in 1964. He never released a major report until I think it was 1981 or 82. I used to carry that report around with me because that report stated that not exercising, this is the U.S. Surgeon General, not exercising was equivalent to smoking a pack of cigarettes a day. I mean, that was a report that blew people's minds because, as you know, back in the 50s, 40s, 50s, 60s, every TV show had somebody smoking. It was common. You were cool if you smoked, all that stuff. And then the Surgeon General came out with that report about the ill effects of smoking. Now, 20 years passed, almost 20 years passed before they released another major report that not exercising was equivalent to smoking a pack of cigarettes a day. That really hit home with a lot of people, and it certainly was a big advantage for my business because I was in the health and fitness club business, and I carried that report around with me in every little seminar, every talk I did, just to prove to people how important and how critical, let's discard the word important, how critical exercise is to your health and longevity.
Absolutely. We used to, Jim Strauss said, we used to get enough exercise just in our daily living. If you go back to the days you're talking about and earlier, not so many people had cars. Far fewer had two cars in the family. And it was very fashionable in those days that if you got a job at a factory or at some place, you got a home or a residence as close by as possible because you were walking. Somebody in the family was walking to and from. The other thing, though, about those days, Gene, there was no genetically modified foods. Everything was natural back
sure
then.
Enough.
There were no fake tomatoes, bananas, oranges, cucumbers, watermelons, potatoes, apples. Now there's almost nothing that isn't or doesn't contain GMOs. On top of that, pardon me, because these are weaker plants, they can't reproduce themselves. Anything without a seed, whether you're talking about a human, a giraffe, a pine tree, or a tomato, it takes a seed to reproduce. So seedless, man-made, genetically modified foods cannot reproduce themselves. And as it turns out, they themselves, the plants, have weaker immune systems. They don't have the biodiversity because they're all the same. If you remember Grandma's garden, there was no two tomatoes the same, identical. These days, so many of our veggies look like they came out of a stamping machine or something. They're almost identical. You don't see as many of those tomatoes that have like a half a tomato growing out the side. So these man-made foods, since you can't duplicate nature, Strauss always said they lack the enzymes. Scientists since have warned with further trouble with man-made foods, but Strauss always said it was the missing enzymes that are going to lead to the problem. We'll talk more about that, folks, when we get back in a few minutes after these words. Thank you.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, New Man of food storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
You know what my mission was when I started this, and I was so excited. I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Paramall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
This week only, we're offering 10% off all products found at thepowermall.com. That's right, 10% off all Power Mall products through the end of the week. That's 10% off all Power Mall products, excluding all drop-shipped items. Call Jay right now at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or as always, buy from the good guys, buy from thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hurry, offer valid this week only.
Welcome back, folks. Power Hour Nation. I'm very grateful for your joining us today. And as always, there's great specials at the Power Mall. We'll go over those in a few minutes to tell you the current specials. We haven't dealt really with the news today, but I imagine you're all up on it. Anyway, we wanted to point out that situation in Canada, our situation here in Canada, and how it's, maybe it's not good. I don't think it's good anyway. And talking with Gene about fitness, and we've got down to foods and the need for supplements because these genetically modified foods, man-made foods, they lack the enzymes. You cannot duplicate nature. And Jim Strauss always warned that the danger in these foods, these man-made foods, is the missing enzymes. As Jim would say, we're born with a handful of them, and if you use them up, you're a goner. Well, it's one of the reasons. He always blamed GMO foods and chemicals, all the chemicals in our world, right down to the plastic bottles that are plastics that are just about choking the world and our oceans. These things are all negative and detrimental to us, and with the GMO foods, all the sprays, insecticides, pesticides, fungicides, herbicides, preservatives. By goodness, you need to wash your stuff very well, folks. But you still won't get what all of it, and of course, you won't get what's in the chemical fertilizers that it's grown with as well. It's part of the plant. And our food just isn't what it used to be. They say 93% of all items in the big grocery chains are or contain genetically modified organisms. So we really have to be as conscious as we can about our health. I've talked to you, we've talked many times about reading your paperwork if you're taking prescription drugs. It's very important. That's why they give it to you. They warn you about the harms they know about or the potential adverse reactions and so forth. And your part in it is to read that and be aware of it. If you're suffering any of the negative side effects, then you need to let your doctor know. But if you don't know you are, well, you're putting yourself at further risk, and your health is your wealth. So you really need to be a part of it. We're talking now with Gene Kay about fitness and health, and we've got on to the food. It's wonderful if you can grow your own garden, and you can grow it chemical free as well. I know at the Power Mall you can get this incredible 100% natural iron earth formula. It's now available in liquid ready to use, or the granules that you mix in your soil. What it really is a soil amendment product. where our soil is depleted. We know that from overgrowing all the years. And so the iron earth puts back in the soil all 76 minerals, the highest humate acids of any of such substances, natural right out of the earth, the highest humates known anywhere, 37%. The trials that I've watched go on for 4 years is quite amazing. And what I love best, Gene, was the vegetables, both from the community garden, and two of my sons grow big gardens. And boy, oh boy, the lettuce, the cucumbers, it tastes like they used to taste. And
no doubt.
That's a good thing. If you can get the heritage seeds for your garden and use something like Iron Earth, for your soil amendment, you will not be sorry. It's really something, and it's another way to avoid at least some of these chemicals that are surrounding us. We don't have any equipment for chemicals, man-made chemicals, so our liver and kidneys take most of the heck, our filters, and very important to not only eat some good food, but to drink enough water, as Gene said. That's huge today, and I would have to say the great majority of people don't drink enough. Carrying a bottle around for the day won't do it for you. You probably need to drink, depending on your size and weight, between 8 and 12 bottles of water a day to be the perfect amount, and an extra one for every cup of coffee that you drink. So
if you wait to drink water until you're thirsty... If you wait to drink water until you're thirsty, it's probably too late.
Yeah. Yeah, it is our mechanism to know that we do need to do it. But you're right, Gene. Why knowing that we need it? If you have dry skin, especially through the winter, we need as much or more in the winter than we do in the summer when we're sweating and it's hot and humid. Believe it or not, you do in the winter. I experience dry legs. My hands will crack. And my lips get dry, and I'll usually end up with a crack in my lip. And so every evening I'll drink 4 or 5 tumblers of water, and I still don't, it's not enough. I've gone through it, and somebody my size, 200 pounds, should drink at least 12 bottles a day. Sounds like a lot.
Well, not only that, Wayne, it hydrates your skin so that as you age, your skin doesn't look like the bottom of a dried up lake.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. That's one of Jim Stroh's always said that our organs and our bones could make it if we could only make our soft tissues last longer and stay healthy. We could live to be 125. And
the number one organ in our body is our skin, right? And that's how you hydrate your skin.
Yep, absolutely. It's also, it's important, Gene, that's how we make, to clean our sinuses and so forth. We need that water to make the mucus that we can get rid of. So it's just important for everything. Our body actually is 62% water. Our lungs are actually 90% or very close to 90% water, but the rest of us is 62% water. So we're meant to be that, not 59 or 64, we're meant to be 62% water, and it's a big problem. The other thing I think is deep breathing, particularly if folks aren't exercising or doing any cardio, chance are they're not doing enough or any deep breathing. And I found with smokers, it's especially so we smokers tend to breathe more shallowly. And that oxygen is crucial. Without it, without enough of it, we can have a heart attack. Our brain uses 20% of all the oxygen that we take in our body. And so if it's too much less than, or if it's 20% of too little, we can have a stroke. It's just very important. Oxygen, water, these things are so important. And that's something, Gene, you can do laying in bed. You can do it when you wake up. You can do it before you go to sleep. You can do it watching the movie, is to consciously take 10 or 20 or 30 slow, deep breaths and make sure we breathe out at least as long as what we breathe in, because you are clearing out old toxins and air, smoke, whatever, we're so busy, and some of these things are low cost or no cost, Gene, can be done virtually anywhere, but we have to make the conscious effort to do it, just like some exercise, eh?
No question. I agree with everything you said there, Wayne. There's no question about that.
Well, Gene, listen, I appreciate you joining us today. I'm still envious you're down there in 75 and 80 degree weather, but do enjoy that, buddy, and appreciate your time today and sharing some of your wisdom with us. And hopefully we'll be proud, very proud Canadians again, Gene. But that video that we or that report we listened to is a little disturbing, no doubt.
No question. Well, hey, Wayne, I've enjoyed it as well. I always enjoy speaking with you. And last but not least, I'll leave you with this. Life's good. Fitness makes it a heck of a lot better.
Right on, my friend. You take care.
You too, Wayne. Thank you. Bye-bye.
That's Gene Kay, ladies and gentlemen, a fitness expert. He owns fitness clubs here in Canada for more than 30 years. And was always a specimen of health himself. He, to this day, at age 67, looks like he could play football, and just has kept himself in great shape. And I'm grateful to him for staying on my back about including some weights in the regime, which I've done, and just great benefits. So grateful to have him today with us. The U.S. border and Canadian border, biggest, longest border in the world, two friendly nations, remains closed. The United States government has said that they would like the border open for those that have had a vaccine by the end of May and for everyone by the July 1st holiday. And our prime minister in Canada here responded yesterday saying it's just way too soon to even think about that. So we'll see what happens here. My prediction is the border doesn't open in 2021 or maybe at the end of the year. some of the news is a bit disturbing up here. I honestly don't know if the same is happening in the United States, but these COVID variants are all the fear up here now, or much of the fear. And there have been people reinfected with COVID. So previously we were told, we weren't guaranteed, that's for sure. These vaccines are being used on an emergency basis. They haven't gone through full clinical trials, unfortunately. But they say that people can be reinfected, just like with influenza B. I guess we can get that any number of times in our lives. So it will become an endemic at some point and will stay with us. But, these variants, these mutations, I take it different versions of the COVID virus. They have numbers attached to them, which mean no more to me than they'll mean to you, I'm sure. But just the numbers that they call the variants, the mutations. And here in Canada, they're claiming it spreads easier and may be more deadly. Interesting that they say that without any backup yet. Apparently, younger people are having more trouble because of these variants. There are hundreds of cases, certainly in Canada, but this is a big country. Much of the news is all, why is Canada the last of developed advanced countries to have the vaccines? And yesterday's news was we've vaccinated quite a number of people, not a big percentage of our population, but to over a million people, and yet one-third of the vaccines that we've received are sitting because I guess we haven't done the best job at rolling them out like you have done in the United States. Apparently we involved one of the officers in our armed forces to lead it, but I guess I don't know if the resources weren't there or what the issue was. So We can't manufacture it in Canada. We didn't buy the licenses. We still have only vaccinated, it's less than 2 million people yet. And, they're mix and matching, saying it should be okay. But most of the news here is fear of these variants now. So British Columbia, our westernmost province, is adding restrictions. Alberta, the next one east, is considering closing down because of increased infections. Saskatchewan, I haven't heard. Manitoba, in about the middle of the country, is shut down and has been, continued to be, it'll be several months now without a break. Ontario, next door where I'm at, the biggest population, it's got about 35 or 40% of the whole country's population. That's where Toronto is, which has over 5 million people. We're locked down again. The restaurants and shop owners got, I think, 5 days open, and then on a very partial basis, and then locked right down. So it's just a shame. One of our local restaurants, I was in the other morning when they were open. I had a short meeting, and that's the day they announced we'd be going into lockdown again. And, of course, this restaurant had just restocked for Easter weekend, expecting to do some business, and that was taken away. So very strange, the different protocol by state, by province. Our Quebec, they're shutting down again because they have had, the most cases, infections recently. And our maritime provinces out on the Atlantic Ocean, they are and have been the most diligent from the start, and have had the least number of cases and deaths and so forth. They've operated and are today operating. Businesses are open and so forth. But getting into the province is the issue. If you're not from those provinces, you need a good reason to go there. They won't let you in. So it just makes you wonder how it's going to work. Most schools are open. Toronto has closed theirs again, 600,000 kids out of school. But largely, kids are back to school. The parents do have the choice to do the virtual schooling on the computer, and many are. But again, it's just difficult with the whole picture to be as safe as what they're trying to make us. Gyms are open here with restrictions, and churches are closed. So, it's one thing for sure. It's upsetting a lot of people. You have to question, for example, why gyms and not churches and things like that. And the since Christmas Day, the small retailers got to open for just a few days, week before last, before this next lockdown came on, and now they're closed again. And the big box stores, even though they might sell hardware items and other things, they're restricted to only food and medicine, health supplies. The rest of their stores are closed. So for the Powermall, I'd like to say this for the promotions. This is excellent. Whatever of their products, and they have some great products at the Power Mall. I've been associated and known for 18 years or so. Always did want to carry the best of everything. There's 10% off everything on their website for the rest of the month. 10% site-wide, 10% discount. No code necessary. The discount applies at the checkout. And, this excludes drop ship products, but you can visit the Power Mall at www.thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 to order. They're just fine products. They've got great silver products. They've got all the vitamins and minerals. They have all the Strauss line of products. They have that iron earth that I mentioned is just phenomenal for your garden. Just a phenomenal, natural, chemical-free, no additive product that is what they call it in Canada. The approval is certified for organic use. That's the way they do it in Canada. So they don't call the product organic because we don't actually consume the product. If you ate Iron Earth, which you know you're best not to do, but if you did, then they would call it organic. It's dug right out of the ground. The only process is milling down to the size that you see, like sea salt, and the liquid that's just now out on a retail basis, ready to use in your garden, is fabulous. It just gets to the root of the plants quicker, and just great products. The Iron Earth granules, the Iron Earth liquids, I've seen them both used together, the soil mixed with the Iron Earth granules, and then two or three feedings of the liquid. Just incredible results for flowers, for trees, certainly for vegetables. It's just wonderful, the bounty. In Canada, it's legal for people to grow cannabis, marijuana, for plants they can have for themselves. And it's legal for medical, as I believe it is in the United States. So we've done trials with cannabis growers and just great results. But what I love about it is there is no chemicals, and there isn't too much today, folks, available to us where there isn't chemicals sprayed on it or involved in it or in the fertilizers. And so it's always a good thing to have less of is man-made chemicals, and this Iron Earth is just a great way to go. Just on a bit of news here before we finish up for the day, the CDC has a new warning for travelers. Avoid Canada for now, even if you are vaccinated. There you go. Americans are being warned to avoid traveling to Canada because of COVID-19 variants that are circulating around the country. And the Center for Disease Control is recommending Americans not travel to Canada at this time, noting that even fully vaccinated travelers are at risk of getting and spreading the virus variants. So it seems to be generally accepted that you can be infected more than once, and whether you're vaccinated or not, you can spread the virus. Essential travel is allowed, but otherwise, officially they've extended the border opening date to April 21st, but there's no way that's going to happen. Our Prime Minister has said that. Ontario, here where I am, we've just started another four-week lockdown because of the increase in cases. Now all retailers, except grocery and pharmacies, and sellers of gardening supplies will close for 4 weeks. Big box stores can remain open, but with limited capacity limits and only certain products, including grocery, pharmacy, and gardening materials. So I don't know. This is the third wave, which here in Canada they're saying is the worst because of these variants. So the beat goes on here, and I think that's what's most discouraging to people is, first of all, the overall thing with COVID, but secondly, what are we to expect? We're not just, as I say, several days after being opened up again in Ontario here, the government shut us down, except for essential business. And I don't know how many waves there could be. I just do believe that each time we lock down, there's going to be a wave when we reopen. It just seems to make sense once people get back out and around again. I hope they're wrong about these variants and mutants, that they're more easily transmitted and that they're worse, and even for children, of course, but that'll be what it is. So, we're best obviously to take care, Gene was talking about, you know, wash our hands, and we're required certainly wear the mask. When you get outside, I'd urge people to get that fresh air. If we were meant to breathe through a filter, I guess we'd have, the Creator would have kind of some kind of filter on the front of our face. So again, it isn't a natural situation, and you certainly can be safe outside, especially if you're not around other people. And I can't think of one reason not to take a walk or a bicycle ride or go out in the yard and maybe pick up the rake. It's springtime again, and got to clean up a little. Don't overexert yourselves either. You know, if 20 minutes is it for you or 10 minutes, well, that's fine. But don't quit. You know, keep at it and keep active, as we were talking about. And the sun will come up again tomorrow, and you know, we will get through this. It's I think fear of the unknown is and frustration, of course, is hitting people now. So, you know, for sleep ailments or for anxiety, the Powermol sells both sleep, REM sleep, the product is called, REM sleep, 100% natural, very effective. I did a 45-person trial myself, very, very effective. Doesn't wear off. You don't need to take more after a while. It's a fabulous product, REM sleep, and it is on sale. And a product made by the same doctor for anxiety, Tranquil, great results again. Everybody feeling a bit of anxiety, and if it's getting too much for you, I'd urge you to try Tranquil. Natural, harmless, and very effective with the right vitamins and minerals that it really is doing a nice job for people. So if you think that can help you, get in touch with the Power Mall. Thanks so much today, folks. My pleasure to be with you. It's always good for me. I hope you enjoyed the show and appreciate your support for the Power Mall and for Power Hour Radio. God bless. Stay safe. And I'll look forward to our next time in a couple of weeks. Bye for now.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.